Today is a very special day for the University of North Carolina. The school is celebrating its 220th birthday and will officially swear in its new chancellor, Carol Folt. Reporter Zach Mayo is on campus in Polk Place, where the ceremony will happen. Zach, so a lot of people don't know that much about University Day. What's all the hoopla about?
Well, Lewis, you can think of University Day as a big birthday celebration. On October 12, 1793, Founding Father William Davie laid the cornerstone for Old East, the first building on the grounds of UNC. 220 years later, Old East is the oldest public university building in the nation. UNC also sees University Day as a ceremonial inauguration day for the school's new chancellors. Today at 2 on the steps of South Building, Carol Folt will take an oath to become the university's 11th chancellor. She's already spent months learning the Carolina way.
Members of the Board of Governors, I am delighted today to recommend to you the election of Dr. Carol L. Folt.
When Carol Folt took over the role of chancellor on July 1st, the former interim president of Dartmouth College became the first woman to lead UNC. She inherited a university in healing after several scandals shook the school in the past few years. She addressed this healing process in her initial speech last spring.
Sometimes dealing with challenge is enjoyable because you're building new partners and you're becoming part of something bigger than yourselves.
If what Folt says is true, then she's certainly enjoyed her time in charge so far. In an interview last month, she spoke on some of the issues she's begun to face, including how she hopes to deal with sexual assault on campus.
We're going to face it head on. We're going to work with students. We're going to work with faculty. We're going to work with the community to get this better and safer, and we're not ever going to stop.
In her first 102 days in office, Folt has yet to cause a stir regarding a specific issue facing the university. Student body president Christy Lambden is in favor of this tactic.
I don't think there was a scenario where it was best for her to come in and immediately start making decisions across the board at a university that she didn't know all of the ins and outs about.
Lambden has faith in the new leader's decisiveness after the many hours the two have spent together.
As soon as she knows where she stands, she lets you know.
Jim Dean, who became provost July 1st after leading UNC's business school, echoes Lambden's respect towards Folt's approach.
And I think in an institution as important as this one, you don't want to fall into sort of a ready, fire, aim mentality just so you can say that you've done something in the first few days. So I'd much rather see her really very thoughtfully engage with a lot of different constituencies and start to form some opinions about what needs to be done.
But the new provost is quick to point out that Folt has been plenty busy in her first 3 months.
I don't think that she's been slow relative to any reasonable standard. I think she's been around the state. I know she's been as far west as Asheville and as far east as Wilmington. She's talked to students, faculty, alumni, legislators, board of governors, board of trustees. I mean, she's been sort of a whirlwind of going around and trying to learn things.
Provost Dean has an extensive background in business, while Folt's research has always been in science. Dean recalls the different styles have clashed at times during discussion, but the two typically mesh well.
I do think if you had two people whose backgrounds were identical or nearly identical, you wouldn't get as good a product as you do from people who have different backgrounds and who have twice as many ways to look at things, for example.
Like a chess game, the early planning of Folt's chancellorship has been slow, thoughtful, and strategic. According to the provost, Folt's University Day speech this afternoon may set the pawns in motion as she reveals many of her new ideas to the masses. Polk Place is definitely the spot to be later this afternoon. Governor Pat McCrory and UNC System President Tom Ross will be present today to hear Folt's speech. After the ceremony at 2, a reception will be held on the other end of the quad outside of Wilson Library. This event will make for a good opportunity to welcome the new chancellor to Carolina while also celebrating the birthday of this historic campus. Lewis, back to you.
Thanks, Zach. That was Zach Mayer reporting live from Polk Place.